Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 22 of the Legion of Blogcast. I am Jay Bowman. With me, as always, Mr. Wyatt Art, the Stanchion. Wyatt, how you doing?
Doing good, doing good.
And also joining us for the first time, to my immediate left, Wyatt's immediate across the table, one Mr. Eddie Lack. Eddie, how's it going?
Good. Just scored a goal at Wyatt at NHL, so...
That's true. I can verify that that happened. I'm not going to say how many goals Wyatt got, because that doesn't matter. But Eddie Lack has got it. Oh, yeah. It was dramatic. 1.4 seconds left. The hustle, the heart, the intensity. It was amazing. Congratulations, Eddie. Well, everybody, just give it up.
Thank you.
Wyatt got a couple goals. Not really worth talking about.
That's the story here.
Yeah. Most accomplished thing I did this season. So.
All right, we are here 2 days after the Canucks season ended, swept out of the first round by the sixth seed San Jose Sharks.
Yep.
Gentlemen, thoughts, Wyatt?
It's unfortunate. I have no idea what they're going to do from here. I really don't. Are they going to reboot the team or what? I don't know. It's just, that's a bad way to go out. It sucks.
Eddie?
Damn it.
Yeah. Your thoughts?
No, I think I'm kind of as shocked as everyone else that they went out so early, and especially in four straight games, but San Jose played a really good series, so with luck, it could have been 2-2 in games too, but you don't win four straight without playing good. So
yeah,
it's weird. For the second time, for the second year in a row, last year when we lost to LA early, I have no angry feelings towards the team that knocked us out. They just played better than we did, and that's that. It's not like they took shortcuts or anything like that. Yeah, San Jose just...
No, they earned it, so it was good.
But yeah. Most heartbreaking game, game two?
Yeah, that was tough. I thought they had that. They were just up with a goal, and then just... how much time was even left on the clock? I never
55 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah. I was kind of sitting up in the press box, and I was ready to leave. I'm like...
Catch the early train.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I'm going up 6 tomorrow morning, so, well, I'm going to go home now. And then they just score. I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Because that could have, changed the whole mood of the series.
Yeah.
Because the Canucks came out in game one a little, flat or whatever. Then game two, they started the same way. I mean, without Luongo, that would have been 4-0 early. He was that first period.
Yeah.
But then they got their stuff together. Kessler took over the second period, turned into a monster. And then all of a sudden, they're like, this is the team that, could come back and win a series. They're only down one. But then, heartbreaking late goal, and then overtime... That was a gut punch to which I was curious as to what I think.
Rafi Torres scored.
Killed me. I knew it.
And he scored, if I'm not mistaken, on the end of the ice that you were sitting at.
Right above.
You had
one of those things. I'm like, all right, I knew it.
You could see 13 coming down all the way.
He turned and pointed at me, and I was like, I know, man.
Because you really wanted him.
I wanted him. He's a good player. I wanted him back.
Yeah.
He's cleaned up his game.
Stanchion talked for 30 days about getting Torres back. Yeah. 500 tweets a day.
You were that close.
Holy. Fast forward here. I know you want Torres back. But.
Did you watch any of the videos we did for the trade deadline?
No.
All day. He's like, Torres is coming.
We always had him, too.
Torres is coming. And then, because we were doing little video updates for all the trades that happened. And then when Torres got traded, that for me was the funnest one to shoot.
I was so angry.
Because you were so angry. I had to turn my chair backwards just to talk to him.
There's an off-season where we can re-sign him now, so it's still time.
He's your surrogate Shea Weber.
Yeah, like, I know, because Shea Shea's not happening either, so.
Lot of controversy in the city about the goalie situation, Schneider potentially being injured or not healthy or whatever. Do you think they should have stayed with Luongo for those last two games? He was obviously not the reason at all.
No.
They didn't win those first two games. Goaltending wasn't the issue.
Well, I mean, we got a goalie. Like, what for you? That's nothing. Like, when you have a long time off, how long does it take you to get back in game shape? Say you're off for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel good. Sometimes you don't.
Like, it kind of depends on the moment and the situation. But it's playoff two. You want to get back. Yeah. You want to play. Like
Schneider's not going to say no if they ask him, right? He wants to.
No.
Get there, right?
No.
You want to start.
I think it was the right call. He was probably this team's MVP this year.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
He was the main reason we were in the playoffs, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, so...
I think it's just an easy thing to get, to focus on and get upset about. Either goalie, they're both great goalies. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And just, if the team does want to move away with Schneider, you make sense to go with him.
To give him those playoff game experience. Give him,
it's his team, let him go with it. So it's just one of those things that when you lose 4-0, you want to attack everything. So it's just like, oh, the goalies are there. So.
I kind of feel like it was a bold move to go with Schneider, too. Like, if they wanted to play it safe, they would have gone with Longo, but they thought.
Yeah. You mean day or down to nothing,
maybe
just go for it.
And it's one of those things where if it had worked,
they'd
all look like geniuses, and no one would be saying anything. But because it didn't, then everyone's picking it apart. Okay, so today was the big media day, the last day, locker clean out, and then the Mike Gillis press conference.
Yep.
The one quote that's my takeaway is he said that 5 years ago we came in here and we reset the team. It's time to do something like that again.
Yeah.
A lot of big talk, or do you think there's anything behind that? Or
when he first came into the franchise, he was gonna make a lot of bold moves, and he's gonna say a lot of things. I don't know how much you can read it. Plus, even if he wants to do a lot of things, it's a tight market. There's the buyouts happen next year. Like, cap goes down.
Cap goes down.
Who knows what's gonna happen in the future with that one, right? So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he wants to, right? Mm. But what are you gonna do? So
did you watch any of the coverage today?
I watched
the water bottle. You're getting the water bottle update.
My water bottle updates from Twitter.
I got the water bottle.
The hydrate update.
and I got the stuff that the Canucks tweeted out too. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's got to be one of the most unenviable moments in sports is when you're the GM of a team that had such high expectations. Yeah. And you got to sit there and just be browbeaten by the media for how long was it? Like half hour?
Yeah, I
think he handled himself well.
No, it's fine. I mean, this again, who knows what he can actually do? He might want to do something, he might not be able to do it in the offseason anyways, but I'm sure there will be some changes.
Yeah.
You know, who knows how angry the owner is? We never know, right? He might want some changes, maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
As far as other playoff series are going, is there any of them specifically that you're loving to watch, Wyatt?
Well, the Ottawa-Montreal game where they came back and they tied the game up with might have kicked it in, and then they went in overtime, just the one that kind of went off Diaz's elbow. Yeah, that was a good game. I like that series, and they're so angry at each other. That hit,
that number 61.
Yeah, number 61, yeah. Number 30. Yeah. That I love that coach, man. That guy is the best. The coach classes are like, what? He's like, oh, did they? Oh. It doesn't matter to him. Sure, I guess.
Was that goal kicked in, Eddie?
It was a Swede, so no. To me, if I would have been the goalie, I would have been pissed. Like,
of course, yeah.
Like that really looked like a kicking motion to me. But I don't know, exactly how the rule is, explained and everything. Like, it kind of depends on that too. But that looked like a kicking move to me.
Is that
in Sweden we took away that rule, so it's possible to kick the puck in now?
Well, that's good. They love soccer, football over there. That's why. Yeah, might as well have to.
Let them kick it.
Yeah.
Well, someone said that a good rule to do is if you keep your skate on the ice, they should allow whatever you do because I guess the concern is you're kicking at your blade up. It's kind of something you don't want to encourage.
It's the pendulum motion will get your blade up.
It's very tough to tell. That's why they took it away. Like it's very tough to tell if it was a kicking or so.
Yeah. I think I don't really personally care if they kept their skate in there. That's a fine way. I don't really care if you're directing it. That's still skillful.
It's frustrating as a fan to watch because every time they give a different explanation for why it was or wasn't a goal, and it's like, well, that looks exactly like a time where Henrik Sedin did it, and they didn't allow it. So, yeah, I'd love to see them go either take it away entirely, or as long as you keep your skate blade on the ice, then let it go.
We got Henrik and Dan. Their soccer skills have. They always practice soccer too. Like that would advantage Canucks right there.
Remember that Detroit game last
year? Every team does.
shut up.
No way.
Some of them play free.
I think the Nashville Predators are back there. They're playing pool.
Yeah. So it's a ping pong.
They're playing billiards. They're playing ping pong. Yeah, they didn't kick a soccer ball.
Eddie here to ruin my dreams now. That's actually BS, Wyatt.
Okay, Eddie, are there any series that you're getting really into watching?
Well, I really like to watch the King play in New York, so... But it's kind of tough because I kind of like the Capitals too with Ovechkin, and they got a new young coach too, so it's kind of I don't really know, but I can't go against the King either. So
yeah, Lundqvist is the man.
So I'm kind of torn, but I really like to watch that series because it's two good goalies too.
Holtby's good. He came to the scene. He's playing really well. I like him. Calm and cool. Have you seen him give interviews? It's like he doesn't give a crap. He's like, yeah, I guess, we won the game. Cool. See you later. Like it's just a cool. He just doesn't care. Dude's calm.
Right on. It's weird watching the other series is because the Canucks series looked just kind of very slow and deliberate. and that you watch like Toronto and Boston play, and they're zipping down the ice at both ends, and they're hitting posts, and it's, you know, it seems like playoff hockey. Toronto, they got a win on home ice.
They're better than Vancouver. That's
something.
Oh, damn it.
Isn't that something? and sadly, the Islanders got their butts kicked.
Tonight,
I guess that's my surrogate team now that I've kind of latched onto.
They're down there. Well, yeah, they're fun to watch. Vokun came in, pitched the shutout, so.
Which is huge.
Yeah, that's good. They're going to go with him now.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. It's good, but yeah. What happened in the World Championship game today? Is the did Canada play a team? Is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. I know Canada played somebody.
I don't know. I know my cab's coming right now.
There were a bunch of crowns on the jersey. And
Canada won 3-0.
Condolences, Eddie.
Yeah.
I didn't know why I was going to bring that up.
No, like I was doing my rehab and stuff, and like all of a sudden when I was stretching, I got a text, and I'm like, okay, so it's from a Canadian guy. Okay, what's he going to say here? Oh, okay. He's like, yeah, how sweet a Canada game today? What's the score?
Yeah. Scoreboard.
All right, now Eddie, in honor of you being on the show, yes. I've prepared a little trivia game for you, a little quiz.
Okay.
Was it the guest test?
Yeah, the guest test.
We call it the guest test.
Did Luanda take this before?
Or? He's never been on the show.
We're
going to
get him this summer, don't worry.
Yeah, we'll get him. So I've prepared some questions here. I'm going to read out some facts, and you're going to tell me, is it Sweden or Finland that fact is about?
Okay.
And you know what, Wyatt? I'm gonna play you guys against each other.
Okay.
So
start with Wyatt then.
I'll start with what? Yeah. The mobile phone company Nokia was founded in this country.
Oh man. Sweden.
Finland.
It's Finland.
Damn it!
It's Finland. Off to a bad start.
I'm gonna lose
Wyatt.
This one.
Alright. This country banned Donald Duck comics because he doesn't wear pants.
Sweden, I'm going to pull Eddie.
It's actually Finland.
Is it?
Really?
Is it that all these? Is it that way in Sweden as well?
They switched it now, like this year, because it was like offensive or whatever.
Yeah, because he doesn't wear pants. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was a fact I looked up about. It had from Finland, but I'll
believe
see.
Eddie's taking umbrage with your question.
Hey, <it's> okay. Back to you, Wyatt. The only country in the world to broadcast news in Latin.
Oh, man. That's weird. I don't know if you're going to... I'm going to go Sweden again. Sweden.
If that's Sweden, I've never seen it. I go Finland.
It's Finland.
Oh!
Eddie Latt is crushing it.
Killing me now.
Okay.
Damn it.
As of 2004, in this country, you can pay your taxes via SMS text from your cell phone.
Finland?
Sweden.
Sweden. It's Sweden.
I can't even accidentally get one.
Oh, God. You're getting brutalized. This is like FIFA.
You get a 50-50 shot.
I know. Yeah. It's insane. I'm never good at these.
Okay.
Oh, it's Pullman Paxton all over again.
The parliament is referred to as the Riksdag, which, Eddie, I might be pronouncing that incredibly wrong.
Sweden?
Yes.
Did
I get it right?
Riksdag.
Riksdag. Damn it. I'm a bad games master. Okay. Although named for the continent, the band Europe, which performs the song The Final Countdown, hails from this country.
It's the final countdown.
That's a lot of pressure, guys. I don't know.
No, the rest of the show's just going to be us singing The Final Countdown.
Living together.
Sweden.
I am pretty sure it's Sweden, but it could be Finland as well, but I think it's Sweden.
It is Sweden.
Okay.
Now, I was looking at the bands that are from Sweden. Finland doesn't have anybody that's like, yeah, they're from Finland. But I was looking at the bands from Sweden, and it was like, obviously, your ABBAs, your Ace of Bases and stuff. But I thought Europe was the one that might get you.
Yeah, no, I was too.
Okay. A popular souvenir in this country is a road sign for moose crossing.
Sounds like from Saskatchewan. What is this?
It's the internet. The internet is back for all these facts. I've never been to either country, I should specify.
Finland.
No, it's weird.
It is with. Okay. Time out from the game. What's with the Moose Crossing signs?
Well, not all people that come to visit Sweden, it's like familiar with mooses and stuff.
Okay.
So like. Especially the Germans really, really like the moose, so they would like to get a sign home. I don't know.
Okay, follow-up question. Eddie, have you had it up to here with Germans coming into your homeland and stealing all your moose crossing signs?
No.
It's not really an issue.
It's an epidemic in Sweden. It's a problem.
That's
they
a
need
weird
to address,
thing.
They need to address it in the Riksdag. Yeah?
I like it.
Yes.
The Riksdag, right?
All right. Oh, we're not done yet, folks. Oh, back to the game. That was so weird. I was hoping that you would know and that you would know why. Has the highest number of McDonald's restaurants per capita in Europe?
I'll say Sweden, too.
It's got to be Finland.
It's Sweden.
Damn it.
This is FIFA all over again. In case you're unaware.
Oh, come on.
Eddie Lack here. I just bitch slapped Wyatt up and down the soccer pitch in FIFA. And it was pretty nasty.
But the NHL game was fun. NHL, what was the score on that one? I got that one.
The score was Eddie got the last goal with 1.4 seconds left in dramatic fashion. Oh, I was off. It was Jalmerson.
There will be screenshots.
Off my seat. Okay.
Don't tell anyone I play with the Blackhawks.
Okay. Two more questions. Are the world's biggest coffee drinkers?
Stanch?
Finland, obviously. Oh, Tikkanen and Talks like a
it's
weird.
Actually Finland.
Yeah.
Really?
Listen to Tikkanen, yeah. Tikkanen and Talks, you can't understand. It's all the coffee. Caffeine.
Okay. Last question.
All right, Zach.
I don't know what the score is.
It's him destroying
it's me. A lot. It's a lot from Eddie, yeah, not so much from Wyatt.
It's like 8-1?
Yeah, I think that's about right. Became the first country to legalize same-sex unions in 1989.
89, wow.
I should specify, this isn't same-sex marriages, this is same-sex unions.
Okay. Oh, that could be Sweden, but I'm going to Sweden.
Sweden?
No, Finland.
It's a trick question, it was Denmark. It was Denmark, folks.
Yeah, like Sweden, that was like 90-something.
Yeah, well, apparently Denmark didn't legalize same-sex marriage until like 2004 or something. But like 1989, they were all about same-sex unions. So good on you, Denmark. Way to go. All right, that was a fun game.
That was okay.
Wyatt,
was
you
okay.
did we you participated.
We're going to move on. Nothing to talk about here. It's just...
All right, we got a lot of questions from Twitter. What do you say
let's hit up some
we
questions.
Get to that. All right. Milena, at a 3-minute record, friend of ours, friend of the show, yeah. She asks, I'm sitting at the dentist with a broken molar, and I'm scared. Any tips not to be scared?
I don't know what a broken molar is.
One of the back teeth.
Not being scared is called morphine. It's the best thing ever invented.
Okay. All right, so morphine for the
morphine for any fear, yeah.
I agree. I
That's
like
great,
because
I'm going bungee jumping, so I'm just going to get loaded up on morphine before I go.
Just passed out to the hour.
If you saw my tweets after my surgery, you would understand.
Well, I do, actually. That's right. Yeah, that's right. It's like the kid in the backseat of the video. What's going on?
Okay. Eddie, if you weren't an athlete, what would you be? Now, me and Wyatt are going to guess, and then you're gonna answer. So, Wyatt, what do you think Eddie would be?
He would obviously be a moose crossing sign policeman. Yeah, make sure that's not happening anymore.
Okay. I think he'd be maybe a restaurant critic. He seemed to have a lot of opinions about me getting chicken strips from a Greek restaurant.
Who does that?
I do that.
No, I'll probably be the guy selling the moose.
out of the back of your van. Hey, you want to just come on?
Yeah.
The TV show Breaking Moose. I'm like, what's this?
Get your souvenirs here, moose crossing signs. Considering the lack of action at the trade deadline, should the next CBA remove no trade clauses? Real hockey question Dark Apprentice.
No.
You don't think so?
No, players have earned them.
Yeah, from the player's perspective. Like if I sign a 10-year deal, I would like to know that I was going to stay there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you're committed to it. It's not just the team you're playing for. It's your family.
Yeah,
it's your
family,
your life. Yeah.
No, we should keep them. That's
good. At Danielle M. Sander asks, she's got a party with, yeah. best friend, or kill these three people. So you have to pick which one you'd want to party with, be a best friend, or kill. In their role as Batman villains,
ooh.
Jim Carrey as the Riddler, Danny DeVito as the Penguin, or Jack Nicholson as the Joker. Have you seen the earlier Batman films?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so are you familiar with the actors?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just go with the actors themselves. So Jim Carrey, Danny DeVito, Jack Nicholson, who do you want to party with, who do you want as your best friend, and who would you kill?
Who's the last one?
Jack Nicholson.
Okay, well, he sounds kind of grumpy sometimes, so I would just kill it.
Yeah. It's old and grumpy.
He's angry, like his games.
I would party with Danny DeVito, Kyle, because I would just make fun of him all the time when we're out. And then especially since he's, like, short and a little bit chubbier, like, I would get all the girls, too.
That's true.
Except for, like, maybe that one girl who's, like, into that. Yeah. Like, that's weird.
That's a good wingman.
Which means your best friend would be Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. Wyatt?
I would have to kill Jim Carrey. After a while, he's going to wear on you. He's going to do impersonations all the time.
You think so? That's gonna he's going to be talking out of his butt?
A little too much, yeah. Okay. He's been talking about Ace Ventura. Do you remember Ace Ventura? I'm like, no, that's enough, man.
Okay.
Penguin or DeVito? Jack. I think I would best friend Jack Nicholson because I get some Laker games. He's got
he's got courtside seats.
He's probably really old. He's not going to want to party too much. He'll let me do whatever I want.
Like, and he's sitting front row at the Oscars.
Yeah,
I mean, wears his sunglasses inside.
Exactly. I think that's going to be good stuff. So then the one night would be with I would just get through that with DeVito. I don't think there's much fun there. It's just just power through it.
Wow,
get
you
over
really thought this through, eh?
Eddie, next year. If you're on the Canucks, what would you like to have on your mask? Like, if you could have any paint design or anything, any fictional character, anything on your mask, what would you have?
Right now, I'm just up for any idea. Like, feels like this year I didn't really get to wear my mask.
You got the new pads, too, with the wolves on it. They were awesome.
Those were badass, yeah.
Yeah, they're Brian pads.
Yeah, but there's a wolf on my mask now, so I kind of want to switch it and everything. So, I don't know. Maybe it's up to you guys to...
We should.
I actually have a suggestion. Right. The person who asked the question sent me a picture.
Of her?
No. Please put me in your mask.
You should have just like a pretty lady on your mask. All the questions, like who's on your mask? Like I'll never tell.
I can't talk about
it. A gentleman doesn't discuss such things. Anyway, it's a picture of the Swedish chef from the Muppets.
That's a good idea.
That's pretty cool.
That's actually pretty fun. I get a good play. Idea.
And maybe like...
Berkey.
Yeah, that's it. Like instead of like lacquer or whatever across the bottom of the goalie mask, just have Bork.
They start calling him Bork in the game.
That's true. Maybe don't do that.
Bork.
Berkey. That'd be pretty cool. But yeah, maybe Swedish Chef.
It depends. Like, say he gets Canucks, say he's on... We don't know what the farm team's going to be. We'll get that settled, then we have to decide on a mask.
Yeah.
Got to figure it out.
We're good at Photoshop, so we'll
give you some options.
We'll give you some options. Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Pictures of ourselves on there. Just run with it, man.
Favorite Justin Bieber song?
Says
Jortillion.
I don't know. I don't want to say baby, but...
If it is,
yeah.
I kind of like Boyfriend, too. It's kind of good.
Okay. Wyatt?
Boyfriend? I don't know. I keep using my videos I do with him and Longo, but I don't know what the names are. I have no idea. I just know the beat lines.
Come on, Wyatt.
I know them all.
Come on.
I don't know.
You're among friends here. This is, just be
real. I don't know. I don't listen to much music, though, to be fair. That's more me.
Yeah. All I know of is Baby.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you a Bieber fan? What do they call them?
Belieber?
Beliebers. That's it.
Yeah.
You're a Bieber fan?
Well, he's a talented kid. Like, I don't have anything against him, but like half of the population.
Yeah,
that's weird. And everyone's all against him for like, I can't believe he's smoking, and I can't believe he's out and he's drinking, he's partying. Like, what is he like 21 now?
19.
Yeah, so.
But he's like, you know, one of the most famous and richest 19-year-olds in the world.
Let the kid do what he wants.
Exactly.
Can you imagine if you had him like $1 million and you were 19?
Oh
god, you'd be in jail, man.
Yeah, I'd be in jail.
Stealing moose crossing signs.
Stealing, yeah. At Browse Bean asks.
That's a loud player. No toe drags. Remember.
Yeah, no toe drags, Browse Bean. Real hockey question. Is the history of harshness from the Vancouver fan base towards goalies intimidating?
Not really. Like, my biggest critic is probably myself. I'm just trying to do my job, and, like, if other people don't like it, they don't have to watch it.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm always trying my best out there, and, like, I'm always going to try my best, so, like, if it's not enough, then I'm not good enough. But like, I'm always trying to get better, and like, maybe my game is not 100% right now, but hopefully it will be in the future. So
yeah. Okay, at the philosopher Daniel P, show favorite, asks, what archetype would you all be in a zombie movie? Example, like the cool leader, the survival expert, the first person to die.
I would definitely be that guy who's like holed up in a building, not letting anyone else in.
The selfish hermit?
Yeah, selfish hermit, so yeah. With my gun.
That's terrible.
I'd eventually let them in, but it would take, you know, trust would have to be built.
And how does one build trust with you in a zombie apocalypse scenario?
I don't know yet. I'm going to figure it out.
Eddie Lack comes up. He knocks on your door. You got a surplus of supplies. He says, Wyatt,
okay,
let me in.
Eddie's pretty tall. He's going to eat a lot of food. I might not let him in. That's going to take my food rations.
So that takes me to my character.
Yeah.
While Wyatt is holding the door, I will be the guy shooting him from behind.
Come on! There's not many humans left. You gotta work together.
You gotta work together. You're all making him earn your trust through a door slot.
I'm just telling you, I got there first. Jeez,
just
harsh.
Like douchebag move, just like NHL.
It's a nice move to try. It's a spinorama. I thought I had it.
You tried it. Ain't nothing and get a penalty shot for a spinorama, okay?
At LA Canucks asks, how does Lack feel about being the goalie of the future for the Canucks? I mean, you know, Schneider's also the goalie of the future, but like down the line, are you looking forward to, you know, maybe starting here and being the go-to guy in the city? Obviously, you must be, yeah.
Yeah, I hate it. I don't want anything to do
with it. Right now, like, my focus is just getting back any 100% from my hip surgery and everything. And then, of course, I want to win the backup job for next year and just prove myself that I can play in the NHL. So, but of course, like, as a further goal, like, I would love to be a starter in the NHL, but right now I'm just trying to take it pieces to step by step. So.
And how has the recovery been from the hip surgery?
Good. Yeah.
It's first really major surgery?
Yeah.
I don't know, I would be terrible for surgeries. I'd just be sitting there freaking out. I don't, like, oh, that wouldn't be good for me.
Yeah?
I would not handle it well.
Yeah, like, it was a little bit different than I thought. Like, you hear surgery, I'm like, well, I'm going to sit on my couch and drink Coca-Cola for 2 months, but it's like, I've never worked so hard.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's rehab twice a day, and, like, beginning I had to be in this machine that moves my leg up and down 6 hours a day. It doesn't leave a lot of time for other stuff, so...
Especially like a hip as a goaltender, like that's got to be just everything.
I know.
Everything's connected to it.
Yeah.
Anna Forsyth. At Anna Forsyth asked. Now I've made a vow to her that I'd read all of her questions in an English accent.
Right.
Yeah, she lives over in the UK, and last week I read her question in an English accent, and she teased me about it. So from now on, that's what I'm going to do.
Do it.
Brilliant, Eddie. As you are a consummate pro, in a brawl, which goalie could you take down?
In the NHL?
Yes.
I'll go with a Swede because they're soft.
Henrik, would you fight?
Would you fight the king?
Would you fight the king?
Well, I would let him beat me, but I would skate over. Yeah. I would go in a fight, but I would let him beat me.
Yeah.
I had a question. I'm going to do my own Twitter.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
As a goalie, what are your thoughts on stacking the pads? Now, there's the Wellwoods. I was getting made fun of for stacking the pads because I watched Kirk McLean growing up.
He's a pad stacking dynamo.
Forming it is terrible. I admit it. I'm stand up and terrible, but I do stack the pads. Do you like this? Is that a nice? When you see that, do you go a little clap of the hands for that old school move?
Well, like when I had the Wolves pads, I love to stack the pads.
See, that looks nice, right?
Like
that's awesome stuff. So yeah,
but I don't know if it's that effective right now.
But when you pull it off, though, you feel like king, right? You just feel
pull
like
it off,
yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Cody Berendret.
All right.
Sorry, Cody.
Yeah.
I ask Canadian bacon or Swedish meatballs?
Next question. That wasn't even a question.
Moving on.
That's an obvious one.
Moving on.
You and I have to say Swedish meatballs over that.
At Sasquin MK2 asks, who can do the best Sean Connery impression? Do you have a Sean Connery impression?
I'm very bad with impressions.
I can't do
really?
But that's probably Corey Schneider.
Yeah, that's right. He did a good one. He did the Harry Carey, too.
The Harry Carey. Adam Pied asks, this is a weird, just overarching question. What are all of your thoughts on the X-Men?
Good?
I like that guy.
Yeah. Excellent.
Do you have a favorite X-Men?
I thought there was just one.
Yeah, there is, and his name is Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, Wolverine's the best.
Eddie, do you have a favorite jersey number?
Well, I'm wearing 31.
Prime number. Now, prime so, number 31.
Yeah, yeah. Wyatt tricked me on Twitter last week. So.
Inadvertently, to be honest.
Know. Nothing you do is inadvertent, Wyatt. You're the most deliberate person I know.
I was doing Schneider taunts, and I thought, because Schneider's so nice, he would just be like, yeah, you wear a prime number for number.
Face.
Exactly.
That question comes from Steve, mate. Percy Green asks, what's the key to making an awesome lac lasagna?
Lots of vodka sauce. I love to have vodka sauce in it, so lots of cheese too, it's very important. And then last but not least, lots of love.
Lots of love.
Browse Bean again asks us, best flavor of ice cream. Go around the table. Wyatt.
I like mint ice cream.
Pardon?
The mint.
Mint?
The mint. Chocolate chip mint.
Oreo.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Yeah.
It's the worst one. I mean, you're disgusted by you.
How dare you? It's delicious.
Go eat your chicken fingers. Chicken fingers.
Take your chicken fingers.
I will, and they will be satisfying and delicious. ASVP Cole asks, Eddie, can you sing a song that best describes you? If you can't, I'm totally all right.
And I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
You won't.
No, I won't do that.
Yes. All right. Give it up. Fantastic. Eddie Lack, a man who will do things for love, but has standards and boundaries. Yeah. Love it. That's awesome. You're a gamer, Sam.
Yeah, you're bringing
the heat.
Send the bar high.
Browse Bean, all about food tonight. Desserts, pie, cake, or ice cream?
Apple crisp. You can't go wrong with an apple crisp.
What?
Ice cream cake.
Oh.
I'm taking them both.
The douchebag.
ASVP Cole asks, would you consider eating a Pop-Tart that is not toasted?
In the zombie world, yes. And we'd
I don't
get
know
none.
What a Pop-Tart is.
It's...
It's like the... Okay, so...
I don't know how to even describe it.
It's a pastry, kind of, that you normally... It's filled with, like, either, like, a strawberry filling, a chocolate filling, and you put it in the toaster, heat it up.
And it's got, like, a coating of frosting
like,
on
McDonald's,
the
McDonald's...
It's pretty much the worst you can feed your body,
it's
right?
It's terrible.
It's pretty bad.
It's awful.
Yeah.
But it's really good?
But it tastes delicious. Okay. Some of them are really good, yeah. So it's just... Cold, it'll be the not... Like, you want the melty inside.
Okay.
So it depends. I mean...
For probably the first 8-9 years of my life, I didn't even know you were supposed to toast them.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's just a delicious thing, but... Yeah, Eddie, trust me. If you get home and it's like 2:30 in the morning and you've had a few sodas out of the town, you see a box of Pop-Tarts in your cabinet. Yeah, that's you're gonna have a good night. They're delicious. But yes, you are a professional athlete. I would not recommend you putting that jug in your body. Leave it to the bloggers.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Depressingly.
Let's see if there's one more. Okay, now we have a thing we do on the show called Actors Corner, where we'll play out a bit of a scene, a scenario, if you will. Daniel P. at The Philosopher brings us our best Actor's Corner.
Yep.
So we have one right here. Eddie, you are being... I'm informing the two of you.
Okay.
Which of you have decided to start in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals?
Oh, man.
Now, would you like to play Wyatt, and maybe Wyatt plays Eddie Lack? That's an interesting twist. Because it's Actor's Corner. We've got to play characters.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right.
So like, who's the starter when they see?
Yeah, give some background here. We need some background.
Some backstory. Yeah. That's all. Twitter has 140 character limit. I don't have a lot of backstory here. Okay, I'm gonna fill it in right now. Let's say, you know what, Wyatt, you are our number one.
Okay.
You started the first 20 games of the season.
So that's me. I'm Wyatt.
You're playing me.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. First 20 games of the season. You started. You went 12-8.
It's a
winning record, yeah. Then you got hurt.
Okay.
We went with Wyatt, went with Eddie Lack,
yep.
Played by Wyatt.
Yep.
Hard time keeping this straight in my head. Who struggled at first,
yep.
But has put the Canucks in a position to make the playoffs.
Okay.
Now, right before the playoffs, we went back to Eddie Lack, Wyatt, who was fully healthy, fully healthy, and we've ridden you all the way through the playoffs.
Yeah.
However, that injury has started to flare up again.
Okay.
Before the seventh game, you're putting Eddie Lack in.
I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking about it. Because the injury's starting to flare up, and you just...
The injury's starting to flare up. So if you...
Okay. So I'm...
Wyatt, want to fight for your spots, and let me know that you're 100%, that's the scene. All right?
All right.
All right. All right, guys. Thank you for thanks for coming in.
Yep.
You know, it's just it's game seven of the cup finals.
Yep.
We might not ever see this again.
That's true.
And you know, Wyatt, even though your injury is flaring up, you're our you know what? You're our guy.
He's not even good when he's healthy. Why would you want him in?
Well, I've been practicing good all week, and I'm 100% coach. He's like. Why would you put a rookie in?
He's like 5'11". He's 5'11". He's a tiny goalie.
That's
have you
true.
See? He stacks the pads with the blink of an eye. You don't want. You want.
Look at that beard. Is that a playoff beard? Jesus Christ.
Okay, but you understand? I can. I have you seen my butterfly? It's huge. There used to be wolves in my pads. That's intimidation. Put my face on there. Who's wanting to shoot in that? No.
Well,
one.
I used to be a blogger. I used to be a blogger. Okay, but now I'm a goalie. And
it's a decent transition.
I'm just awesome.
That's I can't.
That's a hard argument. That's
I
a good
can't
argument.
Deny that Wyatt is amazing.
Yeah,
I was gonna say that you know. Sweden, we produce the best goalies. Look at King, the King of New York.
Look yep. at Swedes, they're just soft. You no. would never get a Stanley Cup.
Do you know how he got injured? You know he got injured? I beat him up.
All valid points.
I beat him up.
You say, I'm a terrible coach for putting this up to you.
Yeah, you know what?
But I gotta say, Eddie.
Yeah. Board.
If you agree to bring the wolf pads out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think you can get it done with the wolf pads?
I actually want to have Moose Crossing signs on my pads now. It's just a heritage thing, but I can do the wolves if you want.
Well, I actually brought in new pads for the seventh game. I got Johnny Canuck on my pads. So.
Okay, that's really good.
You know what? That's a man who is ready to play and win, lose, or die for this city. Wyatt Arndt, Stanchion, you are getting to start game seven. Best of luck to you.
Garbage.
Well, I'm born here, so it's my call.
Whatever. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to beat you in FIFA. That's what I do.
Eddie Lack, here's your ball cap. You're going to need it. Here's your iPad for the bench.
Yeah, here's the iPad.
All right, end scene. Yeah. Good actor's corner, everybody. That was, you might not know this at home, but that got heated. Like, I was caught up in my character. There was all sorts of improv
the
going
best
on. That was impressive.
I was good. Sweating in my gym clothes here.
Yeah. Oh, all right, should we just take a minute to cool down and just be friends? All right. So now plans for the off season. Obviously, Eddie, you're going to be continuing the rehab, and you're going back to Chicago tomorrow. You excited about that?
Yeah.
Right on.
Like I'm gonna be there for 4 weeks, and then Sweden for 4 weeks. And my mom's not very happy. I'm just spending 4 weeks there, but and then I'm coming back here and I'm practicing, getting ready. So.
And we're not sure if she listens or not. But if your mom listens to the show, do you have anything you'd like to say to her?
If she listens, I will be freaked out.
On Twitter, I'm going to say, look.
She is following me on Twitter.
I know, she's like the nicest lady I've ever seen on Twitter. She's the most supportive mother I've ever seen. I'm like, that's Jesus, awesome. This is awesome. It's like,
yeah,
right and can she like help me out when I'm not feeling well? She's really nice. Like, you did a good job, good blog today, Wyatt.
So while you have, like, I know you don't really have off time because it's the off season, you're working on condition and all that stuff. What are some of your hobbies? Like, what do you like to do when you're not focused on hockey stuff? Do you do movies? Go to the park? Like, what's your thing?
I usually play golf in the off season.
Nice.
Probably not be able to this year.
Yeah, that hip, man.
Yeah, or at least officially I won't be able to.
Yep. What a responsible decision you're making for your health and long-term future.
No, I would probably stay away and... probably just hang out with friends and just go fishing and stuff. So
cool. Yeah,
nice play some FIFA online against me, and I'll get that win one day.
Well, probably not.
Are you a big gamer? Do you just like the sports games, or do you play other games? You do shooters, anything like that?
I play FIFA and Call of Duty. That's my.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I kind of played Madden a little bit in the beginning of the year. So.
Oh, a Madden guy, eh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
My question now, Eddie. Not the biggest fan of North American candy. I've had this with him before. Swedish berries are a lie. I found that out.
What?
Swedish berries, they're not real.
What do you mean they're not real?
They're not real. They're not.
Well, look, candy, the candy's very real. I've had it. It's delicious.
It's not authentic.
No, it's terrible.
There, see?
It's
so
brutal. You
what
is a candy? If you say Swedish berries are real, are like real candy, then I don't know. It's like your chicken fingers.
Okay, in case no one's aware of what we're talking about, we had dinner earlier. We got Greek food, and I have... eaten Greek food like once years ago, so I don't know what they have.
Can I just say, well, okay, so we had the menu up on the computer.
Yeah, it's like souvlaki, gyros, yeah, like...
I knew the word souvlaki.
But this is what Bowman asked. He goes, do they have different kinds of rice?
Time out.
Well, no.
Time out.
No. Then the next one was, well, do they have a pita?
I can't see the menu. I don't know that Wyatt has the menu up on his computer.
He just listed things off that are going to be on there.
You were like, hey, do you want any Greek food? And I'm like, well, what do they have? He's like, I don't know. They got a bunch of meat and rice dishes.
That's what Greek
food
is.
I'm like, so can I get different types of rice? Do they have a pita? And he's like, just come look at the menu. And I did. And I was looking at some of their pizzas. And some of the words.
Pizza, that's even worse.
And there are words.
Stop it. Just stop it. You're blowing it.
There were words that I couldn't pronounce. You're going to take over the show?
Just stop it. Next question.
But I was looking at appetizers, and I saw that they have chicken fingers and fries. So that's what I went with some honey mustard sauce. Yeah. And guess what? It was delicious. I was satisfied, and I feel good right now.
Quick question. Okay, they offered me plum and honey. I didn't know which one you wanted, so I went honey. Was that the right choice?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I'm a honey mustard guy through and through.
There we go. Legion. There we go.
So that's what anyways, that's what he's talking about.
So I end up. Is there a candy in Sweden that like is your favorite? That one day we have to try.
We have it's a small red Ferrari car. That's my favorite.
It's small red Ferrari car.
Yeah.
Is that like a toy that you're trying to eat? That doesn't sound like a candy.
No. Like... choking hazard.
What is actually like? Is what...
No, but it's like hard. It's like jelly, but it's like hard. Okay. So it's like hard to eat, and it's kind of shaped that.
Okay. Is there a flavor to it?
Yeah, it's like strawberry or like raspberry or whatever.
Okay. Okay. So that's what we're going to try one day.
Yep.
Moose Crossing sign.
We're going to get some of that. We're going to get some of these red Ferrari cars.
Ferraris.
Yeah.
We're going to clean it up.
Right on.
We'll ask Henrik to bring us some. Henrik, get out of here, bloggers.
All right. So is there anything you'd like to say to fans or anybody that are listening?
Well... if my tweeters are listening, I just want to thank you all for following me. I'm having a blast, and don't listen too much to Wyatt.
Yeah, they don't.
Solid advice, yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, you are the future of great tweeting goaltenders in the city of Vancouver. We might be losing one might be moving on, but yeah, you are excellent at Twitter. Are you a big fan of your Twitter, having a good time with it?
Yeah, sometimes too much fun, but...
yeah. So, Mike, I have a quick question, though, just about your origin. For the Canucks, did they sign you? I don't remember exactly how you came about. It wasn't drafted. They just saw your play, and they signed you.
Yeah.
So, was that, like, for you, or was that, like, one of the most exciting times to you? Or how did it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, I didn't really expect it to happen that year. Like, I was trying to prove myself in Sweden, and it kind of, like, happened fast. So, it was really cool. And then I came over and... I played in Winnipeg and had a really good year. So
yeah, Winnipeg was I'm glad they have a team back. Like I could see good.
I know. Out. Yeah, absolutely. Like I was really pulling for them to make the playoffs this year.
Oh, they're so close.
Those fans.
Well, I couldn't really pull for them because Rangers were in eight. So.
Oh, there you go. You got the King. The King needs protection.
Yeah. Maybe the Senators lose and then they leapfrog over and Washington's on the outside. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I was kind of hoping for the Islanders to miss Winnipeg to jump off there.
Now, what are some of your favorite things to do, like, you know, around the summer in Vancouver? Like, when you're in town, what do you like to do, places you like to go eat?
There's so many nice restaurants and stuff, so I try to go out and eat as much as possible.
Who's got the best chicken fingers in town?
Apparently,
this Greek spot. Olympia Pizza, if you're listening.
This Greek spot. We actually went to a place called Two Chefs and a Table the other day.
Okay.
So... It's close to Gastown.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I kind of know the chef and everything, so he closed the place down for us, and we cooked and had a nice dinner.
Oh,
so.
Wow, nice.
Nice.
Yeah. We don't have that pool yet.
No, we don't, yet. Yeah.
We're working at it. Sometimes we get a table at McDonald's.
We're at McDonald's 5 minutes to midnight. So, sorry, no, it's not, but you're still open. Sorry, bloggers.
We see some chick figs.
Yeah,
on.
You guys wearing shorts. We see some chicken fingers. All right, right on. Well, Eddie, thank you very much for being a guest. This is like the first, I don't want to say real guest, because we've had, you know, friends of ours and stuff on the show, but the first person in the Canucks organization to be on the show. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Did you have a good time?
It's okay.
I set him up to crush us, and he went for it.
He did. He had killer instinct.
Killer instinct. I love it.
Just like on FIFA.
Yeah. Now, I was up 2-1 in FIFA until he came
okay,
out.
Okay, let's cut here.
Okay, sorry. I have a question for Eddie Lack here. Eddie, is soccer a 45-minute game?
Okay.
Is it a 60-minute game?
The difference between me and Wyatt is that I'm a good winner. I knew I was going to win from all along. Yeah. I knew it. I saw his skill. It wasn't very impressive.
Yep.
So I'm like, well, I'm going to let us have his fun here. Okay? And then after that, I just went off one goal at a time. And like, I was 2 goals ahead. I gave him a goal. And, you know, just being good winner.
Yeah.
Instead
I was there. It was
with
classy.
The spinorama.
All class.
And the toe drags.
Hey, there were no toe drags.
I think everyone's a toe dragger.
Let me just ask one question. If you're a Vancouver fan and your opponent chooses Chicago Blackhawks, you finish them. So, Vancouver, you're welcome.
Well, I wanted to be Vancouver and play myself, but apparently the Spinorama guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and your video game self has the glove of the wrong hand.
And I saw Toe Dragon.
That conversation.
Ray Emery was out in the corner.
People know that I'm an honest and neutral party here. Eddie said, "I want to play as Vancouver. I love this team. I love this city. I love the organization and its fans." And Wyatt's like, "No, you can't."
And then I slapped him. Right? Yeah. Shoved him to the ground, threw chicken fingers in his face,
which I was going to eat, by the way. So. Dick move on two parts.
Yeah, sorry. That's what I do, apparently. Right. I spun around and threw chicken fingers at you.
Yeah, a lot happened today. Yeah. It was a lot happened.
It changes people.
If this would have been the Canucks locker room, we would have been kicked out.
He's going to kick us out next year, isn't he?
Yeah. Get those two out of here.
Security.
Yeah. All right, awesome. Eddie, thank you so much for being here. That was a blast. Wyatt, do you have anything to say to end the show?
No, I'm so upset about FIFA.
I'd be too.
He really hurt
you
me.
You want another game?
No, you'll destroy me again. I was up 2-1, and then in the second half, he did. He decided to switch his formation on offensive, and he just killed
game.
Me. He crushed me.
Soccer's a 90-minute game.
He crushed
right?
me.
90-minute
game. I know. I learned a lesson today. Yeah. So.
All right. For me, Jay Bowman, Wyatt Arndt, the Stanchion, Eddie Lack, goalie of the future, we out.
We're out.